Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. Many are the sites that adorn the western province of Pinar del Río and make it a must visit for national and foreign tourists. But without a doubt, the once Guash Palace, that's right, Guash Palace, currently the Museum of Natural History, Tranquilino Sandalio de Noda, is a reference point for its architecture. Located in the most central street of the city, José Martí, the installation surprises you with its eclecticism. It dates back to 1914, the date on which its designer and builder, Francisco Guash Ferrer, completed the work as a gift for his wife. A multifaceted man who was able to manage his time between gynecology, sculpture and poetry, he conceived of a building with its very own style, and it's almost impossible to define. Some studies consider that, quote, he used in his own way dissimilar cultures, mixing those of the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, the Gothic, the Romanesque, the Islamic, Egyptian, Byzantine, and Muslim, unquote. Seahorses, toads, argoyles, winged monsters are part of the decorative figures on the palace, and they endow it with its unique attraction. Since March the 8th, 1979, the Guash Palace has been the Museum of Natural History, Tranquilino Sandalio de Noda, in remembrance of the personage considered a forerunner of science in western Cuba. The place was originally conceived with 8 exhibition halls that exhibited the most representative sectors of Cuban fauna and also exotic specimens. In addition, a central courtyard to contain native vegetation and prehistoric animals on a natural scale is there, according to specialists. Undoubtedly, Guash Palace, as many locals still name it, constitutes a living legend in the heart of the city of Pinar del Río. One of the precursors of the feminist movement in Cuba, the Swiss Enriqueta Faves, inspired the artist José Villa Soberón to create a sculpture dedicated to the distinguished woman. Villa Soberón, National Prize for Plastic Arts in 2008, is the author of about 20 monumental sculptures located in cities in Cuba, Spain and Mexico, with his small format works part of important collections in about 20 countries. The project, financed by the Swiss Embassy in the Caribbean, has been promoted by the Cuban historian Julio César González Páez, author of the book To Walk Dressed as a Man, published in 2012 by the editorial De La Mujer. González Páez says that the impact of Enriqueta Faves has managed to inspire other artists who also made her story their own. Amongst them, Fernando Pérez and Laura Cazador, standing out with their movie Insumisas, and Rolando Almirante with the documentary Enriqueta and Adela. The investigation for the book began in the 1990s, when the anthropologist also was looking for information on suffragettes and discovered Enriqueta. After 16 years of inquiry, the book saw the light of day and vindicated a figure who challenged the hegemonic power and from whom virtually nothing survives, not even her body, since the cemetery where she was buried in New Orleans was damaged by the Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Quote, there's not a plaque that remembers her, neither in the front of the door of her native house in the Swiss city of Lausanne, nor in any of the many places where she once passed through, says Julio César González Páez. Cuba, and other Latin American nations are enriching the 8th Beijing International Art and Biennial with works that combine native elements with diverse styles. Cuba is represented by a painting by the famous painter Flora Fong, where she honors the Chinese project of the Strip and the Silk Road and highlights the possibilities it offers for cultural exchange around the world. 6 artists from Mexico emphasize the need to protect the planet, especially in times when ecosystems as important as the Amazon are in danger. There are also outstanding creators from Venezuela, Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, and Argentina, amongst others, who are offering conferences on the different currents of contemporary art in their native lands. The 8th Beijing International Art Biennial will run until September the 20th at the National Museum of Art of China. Some 640 works from 113 nations are on display. And according to the organizers, the high number of participants indicates the richness of different cultures of the world and also makes the event a solid platform for cultural exchange. An academic symposium will discuss the responsibilities of artists in a shared future, a philosophy promoted by the Chinese President Xi Jinping to guarantee equal socio-economic opportunities for the entire planet. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.